Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Nearly three quarters of surveyed Americans say that they take their phone to bed with them. The survey found that people who regularly take their phone to bed are two times more likely to use their device than engage in romantic activity with their partner.
Unless you're videotaping each
during
other.
The hour before they fall asleep. But that's hardly fair because your phone is not going to ever tell you no.
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
you don't even have to ask
the
phone.
Hey, honey, I'm leaving the phone out in here, so come on in and bang me.
You don't have to ask the phone. The phone will just do what you want it to do.
All the time.
I think a lot of people use that for their alarm clock, too.
Yeah, I turn mine off.
I'll defend them.
Because I have an actual alarm clock.
My phone sets
in a
different room.
I don't want that thing buzzing in there.
I have an actual alarm clock.
Yeah, me too.
Phone time was the number one activity listed for their last hour spent awake each night.
I don't do that anymore. Because you eventually just drift over into social media, and you just don't want to go to sleep because everybody's an idiot. So I bring it to bed with me and turn it off. Check some emails before I go to bed. Then I'll watch TV for at least a half hour, 45 minutes, maybe longer.
And you're not supposed to do that either.
No, but I don't watch the news either, though, Todd. I watch sports.
Just the screen.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that for
the
years. I want a TV in my bed.
Is supposed
I want
to
a TV in the bedroom.
Inhibit your ability to sleep. But no,
you turn it off then. You turn the TV off and you go to sleep.
I generally fall asleep. Well, I don't fall asleep with TV on anymore. I used to.
Yeah. I know you did.
But I'll crawl into bed, flip on some, I always default to sports.
Yeah.
Because you can't get mad at that.
I get some old Family Guys I keep on there, even the current ones. I always keep Family Guys on there.
Except for last night, I would have gotten mad.
Yeah.
Well, if it's your team, I'll stay up late watching. But I'd turn the TV off. It's not my team, you know.
But I always get mad when the Packers win.
Oh, you'd have been pissed last night. Livid.
At least you weren't a Lions fan. Lions fans are really pissed. They got a good team, though. That whole division's tough, man. It really is.
Yeah, but the Packers are in the lead in that division.
Yeah,
and the only time they led the game was as time expired.
Have the Packers played any games on the road?
Yeah. One, maybe.
Dallas.
Every time I see them, they're at home.
Dallas and Chicago.
They got a weird schedule because when you want to be at home at Lambeau, you want to be cold, but they're on the road a lot coming up.
Five of their first eight were in at home.
Yeah.
But then the back half of the schedule, they're
almost half.
That's not
like they're home again this weekend against the Raiders, right?
Yep. But then, like most of November and December, they're on the road. Yeah.
25% of us say the last thing we see each night before closing our eyes is our phone, not our spouse or loved one. Respondents spend an average of three nights a week watching separate screens while in bed. 55% of respondents say they realize that they're missing out on quality time with their loved ones by staring at their phone so much. 35% say their sex life has suffered. 35%.
It's a lot.
I believe
that, too.
The candy's not going to crush itself.
Damn right, puss. Damn right.
You know, you could look at that at two different ways. I'm going to crush that candy. Or, honey, quit crushing the candy.
Yeah, try and say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that falls on deaf ears.
I've tried that.
Oh, I've heard that.
You're on your phone.
I've heard.
No, I'm checking actually work stuff.
I can stop crushing the candy.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. I'm with you, Todd.
A third of the couples surveyed say that they have at least discussed and acknowledged the need to get off their phones more often while in bed.
Or just anywhere.
They say the average adult living with a significant other takes their phone to bed four nights a week, spends about 40 minutes on the device each night before falling asleep. 10% of us sleep with our phone underneath the pillow.
Don't do that.
So when it buzzes your head?
The reason it's on vibrate is so I don't wake up.
Exactly. Don't you hear it, though? I hear a buzz if it's on my nightstand.
It does,
not the dildos, by the way, the actual phone.
You're supposed to turn the dildos off.
Yeah. Yeah. Supposed to.
When?
I would say when you're done, what? But who's ever done?
Right.
Once again, I turn most of them off, and I always leave one on.
Life is just a series of breaks.
Is that still on? I'm unsure.
Sometimes it's a good idea to just take one of the batteries out.
Good point.
Like, I'll do that with my... I have a battery-operated toothbrush
there
when I travel,
right.
And I always...
So it doesn't buzz in your bag.
Careful to remove the batteries from the toothbrush. Yeah.
See, mine's rechargeable, but you can't take the battery out.
Oh, okay. Is there a possibility it could fire off, though?
Well, they give you a little travel case.
Okay. My beard trimmer's that way, too, case. And I got my beard trimmer. I came out of the... airport baggage claim, and I just run the whole freaking time. Because you're right, they're just rechargeable, and the button got slipped, being thrown around somewhere.
Yeah.
Beard trimmers, beard stuff up below on your chin there, puss. You used to trim your beard.
10 days.
All right.
Yeah, but that makes...
10 days right
you
here.
You got 10 days? You look
this
darker.
Is like, this is 10 days.
You look darker.
Something last vibrating Saturday. Or buzzing in your luggage makes TSA really nervous.
Yes, it does.
They will check that out.
Right.
You're right. My beard trimmer's a rechargeable thing, too. I'm surprised it hasn't flipped on.
Well, how often do you travel with it? I know where you travel most of the time, and it's not anywhere you need to shave.
Yeah, I trim the beard before I leave, and I don't bring it anymore because of that buzzing sound.
All the time. I got one in my little travel kit. I've a spare.
On the ski hill and out in the middle of nowhere in the mountains, you really need that?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're going to a wedding.
You rough it.
Well, yeah, but how often does that happen? Yeah.
My travels are more diverse than you may think. And sometimes after a day of skiing, we... sit around and trim our beards.
In the middle of the
well, that's fun.
Of the wilderness in Chile, did you need to trim your beard?
Chile.
No, I don't recall.
10 days?
Yeah. I had to go to a wedding reception last Saturday. That was the last time I shaved.
All right. Starting to come in better?
No.
All right.
No, I'm just
crap.
Lazy.
If you
No, I'm not talking about that, but apparently I know some guys that their beards started growing in better in their 30s.
Yeah. That was my case.
Yeah. You exactly right.
That better happen damn quick if it's going to happen in my 30s.
Yeah, I think you've reached the point of no return. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think so either. I'm not really all that upset about it either.
Well, you've never had one.
Nah.
Yeah, you don't know what you don't know what you're missing if you don't have you ever had it.
You don't know what you're missing.
Right.
That's it.
You should get some beard plugs, though, just to see what it's like.
That's got to hurt.
That would be painful.
Yeah.
Are the ones that they put in the top of that, are those painful?
Sure they are.
Ask Joe Buck.
Yeah, Joe Buck. Yeah.
Oh, we could ask a lot of our audience, but they really don't like to talk about their hair plugs.
But face ones got to really hurt.
I would think.
Yeah.
And is that even a thing?
It is. It is. I've seen. They've heard about guys getting. I mean, that was two, 3 years ago when the beard craze kicked in, where guys that couldn't grow beards wanted to be, yuppies. Not yuppies. That's the word I'm looking for. Hipsters. So they started getting beard plugs.
You know, I've heard him ask for his face to get plugged before, but I didn't realize that that's what it was about.
That's what he's talking about.
I didn't know that.
You misinterpreted me, Craig.
No, you didn't. You got it right. When he says plug my face, you're exactly. It's exactly what you think.
That's
it
what
is.
I was thinking.
No argument there.
I think we're all on board with that one.
I think so.
And 73% of us say they are inclined to be on their phone all the time.
Yep.
73% of us all the time we're inclined to be on our phone.
I will say that's one thing my wife and I are both pretty good at. It's like when we go to bed. You know, we always go to bed together, and we take our phones up there because that's the only phones we have, and we charge them on the nightstand. But when we get there, we both put them down and aren't sitting there looking at the phone in bed.
Well, like I say, look at the phone. Unless it's major business, I know Puss does some business on the phone. It's social media and or Candy Crush, and you're just going to go down a rabbit hole with either one of those.
Yeah, I called to turn off America's Last Landline. About 3 weeks ago?
No, I got one. I'm not getting rid of mine.
They still haven't turned it off.
That's odd.
No, as long as they stop charging you for it, who cares?
Yeah, I didn't get a bill for it this month.
Did you call them?
Run with it.
No.
Because they're switching some system over, and I imagine when that happens, the phone will then be shut down. And then I'll just have a cordless phone sitting around doing nothing.
Well, put it in the closet, and because you might need it. You never know.
I'll just leave them around as ornaments.
Or just use it as distraction. Sorry, I'm on the phone. I'll get back to you in a second.
Yeah. And it's got a little intercom system on all of them, so they're useful that way.
Oh, you use that?
Well, like when I was sleeping in a hospital bed.
What happened?
That's how I would call upstairs.
That's different.
Yeah.
It still bothering you?
No, I got something else bothering me now.
Did Christy use it to call upstairs and go, who shot through the floor and hit the fridge?
By the way, it needs to be a cartoon.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No.
LD, no, do the cartoon. Total cartoon.
No, that's
LD, he's a creative man when he puts his mind to it when he's not naked.
The gun community already hates us. We don't need that.
No. They like you. They hate me.
Well, no, they hate us collectively.
I don't care. I want the cartoon. That's hilarious.
I don't want the cartoon.
Oh, LD, do the cartoon.
Think of the clicks, Todd.
The clicks would be amazing.
Think of the clicks.
Click, click. You just shot your fridge.
If that ain't clickbait, I don't know what is. I might not know what is.
Yeah. Don't dry fire your weapons in the house, kids.
They might not be dry.
By weapons, you mean your gun, right?
Okay. Yes.
Because you dry fire it, it means you've been shooting it too much. Give that thing a rest, kids. If it goes, stop it for a day.
Well, if you're dry firing it too much, well, actually, you'd have to be putting ammo through
it. I'm talking about a penis before here. It's a penis joke right there.
Right. Before the barrel gets too hot.
That's right. Still talking about a penis.
Then you're putting too much ammo through
it. Right.
If your barrel's overheating,
you're pumping bullets into your fridge.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.